You'll rest in Him and begin to allow this to come upon you. Whether here or there, presence will saturate you. For my presence is the answer. My presence is the answer for today and for tomorrow, says the Spirit of grace. The presence that will bring in this harvest and the great outpouring of miracles is presently at the door. Open the door of your spirits. Swing it wide. Allow me to come in with more presence, not only here, but in your daily walk. Court me. Court the place. Give invitations to my spirit, says the Spirit of grace. Treat me as a dear friend, ever present in the time of trouble. Let me walk with you. Let me talk with you. Let me awaken you. Let me bring forth the reality of truth concerning all things to your lives, says the Spirit of grace. For I'm the healer. I'm the baptizer. I'm the go-between. I'm the deliverer. Stand in the place, seeking me and believing me with all your heart. For these days are days of promise. These days are days of future. These days are days of good things to come, says the Spirit of grace. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, sir. Natalie, won't you come? I have an extra one here. I like to pass out these big ones. I think it holds more anointing. Tell me again, what's your husband's coming to help you? Your boss, Trina.
She's having cardiac issues. They did an MRI on her brain.
Okay.
It came back abnormal. She has lesions bleeding on her brain.
Trina, her boss. Cardiac issues, but then they did an MRI and lesions on the brain. And you begin to talk to her, and then she requested.
Yeah, she asked for prayer warriors, and she said that she believes that God still does miracles. And I was like, oh, great. That's all my church is about. And I told her about you. I told her about our church. And
yes.
She doesn't want prayer. She wants prayer warriors.
Okay.
So,
okay.
And so I'm going to see her tomorrow. So.
I'm going to bring this cloth. We're going to send a cloth to Trina. We're going to pray over it. And hallelujah. Some of you are sitting here and you're not familiar with this. This comes out of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 19. You can read it when you get home. That out of Paul, from Paul, came prayer cloths, we call them. It says aprons and handkerchiefs. Those kinds of things that he had on his body. I don't know if he ministered with them on his body or he wore them, but it's the same principle as in the book of Acts, where Peter's shadow would get so close to people that they would begin to be healed, and hundreds, maybe thousands, were healed just from his shadow. The proximity, its shadow didn't have power, but the proximity of his presence. Now we're coming to a place where the proximity of our presence is going to heal people. Not me, not you, but Christ in us. And he'll follow things. He'll follow articles. Where do you think witchcraft got its artificial? They send out things that they pray over. Well, the devil's just a big copycat. He saw God following articles. And he said, well, I'll do that to try to show my power. But he's a forever loser. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your faith this way and pray? I'll just bet you something that's going to happen. In the, oh, right there. Witness. In the name of Jesus, I speak to these, to this brain, to these lesions in the brain, the cardiac problem. Trina, now in the name of Jesus, God raise you up. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ raise you up. Penetrate even to the very parts of the brain. Bring forth solidification of an absolute healing. You're the healer, Jesus. You are the healer, Jesus. Follow this, Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, follow this. Saturate it with presence. And when it's laid on her body, may it do the work, the power of your Spirit. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you believe it got charged with the presence of God? We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. I ask the worship team to stay around. He's asked me to trust him in these services for presence. Hallelujah. We worship you. Would you just begin to worship him? Let's see what he does. We'll glorify you. We'll let the worship team begin to lead us. And you just slip in. Separate yourself into God. All your attention. We exalt you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. You at home, just worship with us. Magnify him. Let him come right through the camera into your place, wherever you're at. Yes, Jesus.
Worthy is your name.
Sure. give a call here because I believe that the same presence that came just a moment ago for that prayer cloth is here for healing. If you're here this morning and you're fighting something and have been fighting something for quite some time, maybe hope is waning. Some of you, I feel like the Lord is saying, there's some that are saying within yourself, would He really do that for me? Would He heal me? Let's all stand for just a moment. And then you can be seated again in just a minute, but Harry begins to sing one more time. If you're here in this place and you're walking through something physically, or it could be anything else, that you know that God is able to turn, I want you to step out, come forward and stand. I'm going to lay hands on you and believe. If you believe that God can do something and you say, oh, I don't know if I have all the faith I need. God will help you. One of the most powerful prayers is, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Thank you, young lady. Just come and stand. Hallelujah. Come. Just come and stand, any of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Harry. There's a lot more. There's a whole bunch in this section over here to my right that you need to move out. Some of you have not been filled with the Spirit to the point where you're flowing. And I just sense that. The Holy Spirit wants you to come forward and just humble yourself. Humble yourself. Don't be afraid. Hallelujah. Let me fill up this section over here too. Just worship God. We worship you, Jesus.
God is calling out.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Sing, wait on.
Make you. Some of you elders, come up. Some of you that's been around a while, pray with you. Hallelujah. Where's all? I don't see many. Natalie, you want to come? Different ones.
Boldness.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
All fear in me.
Worship you, Jesus.
And it's melting air.
Exalt you, Jesus.
Refreshing oil of life.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Free to every man.
Worship
you. Can bring the sick.
Yes, please.
To life again.
Yes, Christ. Jesus. And the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Worship you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We exalt you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Stand, but just stay in the Spirit. If you're comfortable standing, then stand. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank you right now.
Worship you, Lord.
Lord, take her to the next level.
Forever you.
Take her to the next level of your presence. Worship you, Jesus. Glorify you.
You're the Lamb upon the throne.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take her to the next place. Exalt you, Jesus. Exactly what your plan is, your purpose. Give it to her, Lord. In Jesus' name. Your plan. Your purpose. Mero. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That weeping's a washing. Jesus, cleanse, wash. Cleanse, wash. Mero oles. Jesus' name. Mera colos. Jesus. sickness. You felt that? Rosie said, I felt that myself. Live in a place where he's doing more than he's ever done. If we'll let him. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Oh, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. We humble ourselves. We have no idea how to get there except through you. You're the only path. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Worship you. Worship you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Father, do a quick work in there. Washings. Come and reveal yourself to her that she's loved. Lord, that your blood washes, cleanses, brings forth restoration. Hallelujah. He's the restorer. He's the one that convinces you of his love. And out of his love, you bring forth a life of commitment. Jesus, visit her. A lot of weeping up here. That's for a purpose. Jesus, now and part. Jesus, Christ, Lord, in the I know my mind. Jesus. More. More healing to that leg, right? In Jesus' name, ever put her to your hand. We worship you, Jesus. Have you been filled with the Spirit yet? Praying in tongues? Saying it's going to happen now, but would you like it? Would you like for it? Okay. I'm going to release that on you, okay? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize her in the Holy Spirit. Would you say this with me? Jesus, close your eyes. Say, Jesus, I ask you to baptize me with the Holy Ghost. To feel like you could speak something out of your mouth that's different, just let it flow. Just even if it's one word, be baptized, be filled with Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. do not return. Do not return. In Jesus' name. Of care all week. She's just 13 years old. Jesus. Spirit of affliction, come out of her body. Release the power of God to her kidneys. In the name of Jesus, I raise this child up by the power of God, not my might, but his. In Jesus' name, Cheyenne, be healed. Come out of that intensive care. Now be healed by the power of God. In Jesus' name. You foul spirit of infirmity, you come out. In Jesus' name. To come to all of you, reveal himself wherever you're at. Don't stop. His grace is sufficient. His grace is an employment to follow him. It's not something to be abused. For the word of God, Hebrews 4:12, it's quick, it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. Is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. When it says that no creature is without manifestation in his sight, it's speaking of just what it had said, that by the word of God, by the truth spoken and Holy Spirit coming, he divides spirit, soul, and body. Opens us up. Jesus said, according to truth, that there's nothing hid that shall not be revealed, nor anything kept secret except it would come abroad. Do you want to go in? Yes. Yes, Pastor, I want to go in. Then what he speaks when he speaks to you privately and says, Will you give this up? Or will you turn from this, change this? Sometimes it's blatant sin, and sometimes it's just obedience in a certain area. But the word says in that same scripture in Hebrews 4, it says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. How many want mercy? Mercy and find grace to help in the time of trouble. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. How can I come boldly? I can come boldly to him knowing this, that in all points he was tempted like me, like you. In other words, there's not any test, trial, or tribulation that we could go through. But if we come boldly before the throne of grace, then we expect his mercy, and then that mercy delivers us over to grace. What kind of grace? Grace to walk out. Not to excuse sin, but to walk out of sin. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Too many in the church at large make excuses for the things that they do. Things that men do, the things that men allow, the things the women do, the things that they allow, jealousy, envy, strife. He doesn't condemn you when you're walking through it, but he's asking you to come to him. Mahalo solo. Mendicarese didiate. Marriage is holy, it says. The marriage bed is holy. But whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. Marriage is the only place. It's the only place that's sanctified. Why is he talking to us this way? Because he's going to come with more power than he ever has before. And you're either going to get swept up in the power, or the enemy's going to come and he's going to take you out. If you're not willing and obedient, I'll bet you those of you here are willing and obedient. Wave at me and say, I'm willing and obedient. Hallelujah. I will be. Hallelujah. Machalei de frasoto, yes, sir. Mende carese, onde carese diete. Bring your house in order, says the Spirit of grace. Gather your children around you and your people around you and your family around you. forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Forgive and forget. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. And out of it you'll find exaltation, says the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. In Luke 14, Jesus marked how that they chose the chief rooms of the feast. He was invited to a man's house, and he marked how that they chose the chief rooms, chief being the places that they could pecking order, they could find at the table, so that men would look at them in adoration. But Jesus began to speak to them and say to them, humble yourself. For whosoever will humble himself will be exalted, and whosoever will exalt himself will be abased. Jesus took a man and healed him in his midst and showed them the example of what true exaltation looks like. For us on this journey that we're going into, whether you're a little one, meaning not little in stature, but little in, hey, Pastor, I haven't been around this very long. That's all right. You can grow up quickly. And your exaltation will be this, to bring all your family in. How many of you got loved ones out there that need to be in here? Being born again and filled with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Some of you have got moms and dads and brothers and sisters. They might not understand right now what you're doing in a church like this, but they will when they see the power. Your exaltation will be this, to take people aside and pray for them, and when you pray, something happens. How many of you want something to happen when you pray? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're getting close. So close. You're getting close through the camera. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Well, different service. They're all different. Lift your hands again. Harry, you guys are getting in shape up there today, aren't you? And I could have said, lead us in something more. How's your mouth? Still good? Jesus. Worship you. Love you, Jesus.
And the angels cry.
Yes, Jesus.
All creation cries, holy,
Jesus.
You are lifted high, holy,
yes, Jesus.
Holy forever.
Yes, Lord, worship you, Jesus.
Hear people sing. Creation cries, oh.
We're getting close. Why don't you just stand with us as we begin to close out this service. We're going to rest again tonight. It's of a necessity for some to rest. We'll finish up Romans 11. It's not going anyplace. We've got one more chapter. We worship you, Jesus. With everything inside of you, one more time, would you just worship him? Lift those hands. He came. And that's all that matters. There were some people that got ministered to real deep. Glorify you, Jesus. Glorify you. Worship you, Jesus. Magnify you. Glorify you. With all our hearts, Lord, we magnify you. We exalt you. There's none like you, Jesus. There's none like you, Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords. We worship you. Restoration, healing, deliverance, mind of Christ, prophecy, all took place and more. We give you all the praise. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Hallelujah. How many glad that you came to this service? How many glad that you come to this church? Hallelujah. Why don't you give somebody a great big hug this morning as you're being dismissed? We'll see you Wednesday. We love you. Coming through the camera, get a great big smooch. Amen.